Good morning. Todd Zwillick here filling in for John Hockenberry this week. Well, there's an escalating tensions between the United States and Iran over Iran's recent threat to close a vital Persian Gulf waterway that carries one-sixth of the world's oil supply. Now, Iran threatened to choke off traffic through the Straits of Hormuz if Washington imposes sanctions targeting Iran's oil exports, and those make up 80% of Iran's revenue. Now, adding to the tension, a U.S. carrier group entered the zone near the Strait of Hormuz this morning. That's being used by the Iranian Navy for war games. Now, most analysts will tell you that Iran's latest threat is just sort of subtext to the long-running showdown over its nuclear ambitions with the United States and other countries. But earlier this month, at an event in Washington, D.C., and a lot of people didn't notice this, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta managed to complicate the U.S.-Israeli relationship vis-a-vis Iran with a single remark.
The consequence could be that we would have an escalation that would take place that would not only involve many lives, but I think could consume the Middle East in a confrontation and a conflict that we would regret.
Now, why are Panetta's remarks controversial? Because he was referring to the potential consequences of an Israeli strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, that drove the Israelis nuts, frankly. They formed a formal diplomatic protest against the United States in Washington and asked for kind of a retraction from Panetta. In an interview with CBS News, Panetta admitted that so-called red lines for a U.S. strike on Iran do exist. These are lines that we have promised the Israelis to defend them against Iran, and that Iran should not cross them.
The United States does not want Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line for us, and it's a red line, obviously, for the Israelis. If we have to do it, we will do it.
Okay, it's complicated, but we need to figure out what these red lines are and what will happen if they're crossed. Matthew Kranig is Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a former special advisor to Secretaries of Defense, both Rumsfeld in the Bush administration and Gates in the Obama administration. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
So red lines, what is Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta talking about red lines? What do red lines mean to the United States and to Israel? What are they?
Yeah, so red lines are, it's kind of a military term, meaning, a line that an adversary would cross that would force you to engage in conflict. Over the past couple of days, there's been a new red line that's emerged with the Strait of Hormuz, Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz. That would be the only way Iran could do that would be physically through military force, physically trying to blockade or attack oil tankers going through. As you pointed out, the Strait of Hormuz is vital for global energy supplies, and so any U.S. president would be forced to reopen the strait, and that would mean military conflict. It would mean directly engaging with the Iranian Navy.
Okay, those are the oil lanes, but what Israel seems to really be upset about is the question of whether or not the United States would strike Iran on nuclear red lines. If Iran went nuclear under certain conditions, the Israelis want assurances, right, that we'll defend them and strike Iran.
That's exactly right. And so when you then go over to the nuclear program, what are the red lines there? What are the points at which the United States or Israel might decide that Iran's gone too far and it's time to strike? And as I point out in a recent article in the current issue of Foreign Affairs, I think there are really three red lines. Two relate to Iran's nuclear development, and the third relates more to military planning. So on the nuclear development side, if Iran enriches its uranium to weapons-grade levels to 90%. Right now it's enriching to 20%. If it enriches above that to 90%, that's a good indication that Iran is dashing for a nuclear weapon, that would be our last opportunity to prevent them from developing nuclear weapons. I think that would be a red line, a point at which the United States should strike. A second red line would be if Iran kicks out international inspectors. Right now, there are inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency monitoring Iran's nuclear program. If Iran kicked those inspectors out, that would be a pretty good sign that they were up to no good, that they didn't want the inspectors to see what they're doing. I think that would be another red line.
That's on the nuclear stuff. Now, there's reporting in the Daily Beast by Eli Lake just last night saying that the United States, the Obama administration, is discussing red lines with Israel, that behind the scenes, these exact – I don't know if they're the exact red lines that you're advocating for, but that red lines are part of the discussion between our two countries. Is that true?
Well, I should say that I left government about 6 months ago, so wasn't privy to recent U.S.-Israeli discussions, and everything I say is speaking on my own behalf, not on behalf of the U.S. government.
Fair enough.
But the United States and Israel are in discussions on this important issue frequently, and you know, it is interesting, as you pointed out, there seems to have been a change in tone in the administration's public line. For a long time, Secretary Panetta, as you said, pointed out that, well, we have this military option on the table, but we don't really want to use it. It would be too dangerous. But that's really kind of continuing the Obama administration's line. Secretary Gates said similar things, and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mullen, said similar things. Military options on the table, but we don't want to use it.
Yeah, and this episode is really all part of the ongoing sort of struggle and lack of trust between the Netanyahu government in Israel and the Obama administration here. I'll boil it down and say they really just don't like and trust each other, it seems, and this seems to be a symptom of it. So then the most important question here, the bottom line, is what are the chances of a United States strike on Iran? Could this happen, and could it happen soon? All of these red lines that you're discussing, is there any decent chance in the next 5 years of American warplanes or cruise missiles or drones flying over Iran?
Well, I think the point at which we're going to be forced to choose is going to be sooner than in 5 years, unfortunately. Right now, outside analysts estimate that if Iran made the decision, they could have their first nuclear weapon in about 6 months. So I'm afraid that a U.S. president is going to be forced to make this really gut-wrenching decision in the coming months. And the gut-wrenching decision is between letting Iran have nuclear weapons, which would be disastrous, I think, for international security, or conducting a preventive military strike to prevent that from happening, which also would have some unappealing consequences.
But there's another choice in there, Matt Koenig, and that's to do nothing, and then the Israelis might choose to do a strike themselves. Is that worse?
Yeah, that's possible. Israel could decide to go ahead and do this without warning or without U.S. permission. Personally, I think that's one of the least attractive options, because Israel just doesn't have the capabilities that the United States has, both to inflict lasting damage on Iran's nuclear program and also to manage the consequences. So I think if this is going to be done, it should be the United States that does it.
Right now, this discussion, this argument in Iran and Iran's nuclear program is about sanctions and saber rattling. Let's hope that's where it stays, because there are contingency plans apparently for military strikes on Iran if it goes nuclear. That's Matthew Koenig. He's Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a former special advisor to Secretaries Rumsfeld and Gates in the Bush and Obama administrations over at the Pentagon. Matthew, thank you.
My pleasure.